Reading to you from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. James 2, 14 through 26. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest then how faith wrought with his works, and by works faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Even as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The discussion in these verses of Scripture given by James is the difference between a faith that lives, a faith that works, and a faith that is dead and does not work. We either have a living faith, a faith that operates, a faith that performs, a faith that functions, a faith that obeys, a faith that responds, or we have a faith that is dead. It is inactive. It does nothing. It produces nothing. And as a result, God is not glorified, and we are not benefited. James speaks to those who must have a living faith, a working faith, a faith that responds to the will of God and obeys the will of God. But James tells us in these verses of Scripture the obstacles that a dead faith can present to us. A dead faith cannot save. In James 2 and verse 14, James asks the question, what doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? Can faith save the individual who is not obedient to the faith? In Acts chapter 15 and verse 9, the apostle said, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. The faith of God purifies the heart. The faith of God sanctifies us in the sight of God. The faith makes us acceptable unto God because our hearts are purified, cleansed, purged from sin and transgression. When Paul writes to the Roman Christians in Romans 5 and verse 1, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith. We are made just in the sight of God. We are made right with God by faith. Faith is this powerful avenue by which we approach God and through which our hearts are purified and we are justified. As a result of being purified and justified by faith, the benefit is we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But this faith that purifies and this faith that justifies must be the faith that works. In Matthew 7, 24 and 26, Jesus had preached this marvelous sermon that sometimes we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. We see in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 that when he went up on the mountain, he saw the multitude gather unto him, and he sat down and taught them, saying. And then in three chapters of Scripture, we have these marvelous sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have these divine-inspired teachings that have flowed from the throne of God. And after Jesus has presented these teachings, these sayings, he says to this multitude, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. But on the other hand, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man." Jesus said, those who hear and do are wise. Those who hear and do not obey, do not do, are foolish. We understand from this statement that Jesus makes in this mountaintop scene that we must be willing to hear the Word of God. We must be willing to hear the faith, but we must obey that which is taught through the faith, so that we are purified and so that we are justified. A dead faith, a faith that does not obey, that does not respond, that does not hear the will of God, cannot save and will not save. A dead faith professes but does not fulfill. In verses 15 and 16, James says, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?" The situation is that there is a brother or a sister, a member of the body of Christ, who finds themselves in need of a vital need of life. This individual is naked and destitute of daily food. And our response is, be ye warmed and filled, but yet we do not give them any of the food or any of the clothing that is necessary for them. We see their need. We understand their need. We may even feel some sympathy for their need, but yet we do not respond to that need. We do nothing to alleviate that need. We do not help in any way. We have made a profession, but we have not fulfilled that profession. We have made a claim, but we do nothing to fulfill that claim. We do not give them what is needful to them. We have not worked. We have not performed. In Matthew 23 and verse 3, Jesus is speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees in the temple. They have come to this sacred place. They have come together in the presence of God. And Jesus is giving them a searing denunciation of themselves. In verse 3, he says, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." The situation is that these religious people are telling other people what to do. They are teaching them what is right and what is good and what is honorable. Jesus said, do what they say do, but do not according to their works, because they say and do not. They teach a truth that they do not obey. They have a faith that does not fulfill. They have a will that does not respond. A dead faith makes a profession, but it does not fulfill the will of God. It does not work. James is speaking of works that make our faith alive, that bring our faith into perfection. A dead faith does not produce. Verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And then verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? In these two verses of Scripture, James says that faith can be dead. Faith can be inactive. Faith does not operate. It does not perform. Our faith must produce good works for God. We must be active in the service of God. Because we have faith, because we believe in God and have surrendered to God through that belief, we must perform for God. We must function according to the will of God. We must be active in the service of God. In Galatians 5 and verse 6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. God is not interested now in this dispensation as to whether or not a man has been circumcised or whether he is uncircumcised. But rather what is appealing to God is a faith which works by love. The motivation of our works must be love. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. We serve God not out of some great obligation, not because of some tremendous sense of duty, but rather because Jesus Christ has loved us. We respond to the love of God in obedience. We understand that God has loved us even beyond any type of love that has ever been experienced or known. And so because of that love that Jesus has shown toward us, we are willing to serve Him. We are willing to do all that He commands. We respond in full faith. We are active in His body. We function with a living faith because of God's love. Ephesians 2 and verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to believe His will, His word. But He has ordained, He has appointed us to good works. We are to walk in them, which means that they are to be the practice of our life. They are to be the constant duty of our being. We are the workmanship of Christ, and we have been created so that we might do the work of God. God wants active, functioning, living people in His kingdom. In 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Paul remembered without ceasing the work of faith. Faith works. Faith functions. Faith performs. A dead faith trembles, but does not serve. James 2, verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. James tells us that the demons of hell tremble over the existence of God. We are to believe and we are to tremble. We are to have a faith that serves God because of our understanding of the tremendous, overwhelming nature of God. We understand who God is. We know what God can do, what God has done. And because of our understanding of the character of God, and we stand in awe of that character, we tremble at the very nature of the Almighty, realizing that He has all power, that he has the ability to do all things, even beyond what we might imagine and what we might understand. And so we serve him because of who God is. The devils believe, the devils even tremble, but the devils do not serve. They do not bow before God. They have no reverence for God, no respect for God. In Acts chapter 24 and verse 25, the Apostle Paul has come into the presence of Felix, and before this man he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment. When you read through the Bible, you see that God deals with these subjects of life: righteousness, temperance, and judgment. Because of our righteousness with God, we are to be temperate. We are to be in control of ourselves, understanding and realizing that there is a judgment to come. Paul reasoned with Felix of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. Felix did not live according to a standard of righteousness, temperance, and judgment. The words of the Apostle Paul were so stirring, so emotional, that they caused Felix, the governor of Rome, of the most powerful empire in the world, to tremble. He trembled at the sermon that he heard. And he answered, "Go thy way. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." What he felt, the experience that he had, the emotion that the gospel brought upon him in that moment of time did not change him. He trembled at the word of God and yet ignored the word of God. A dead faith will hear the word of God and will ignore the word of God. The person who hears the word of God may even tremble over the word heard, but yet will ignore that word, will not obey that word, and will not come into the service of God. James says these are the effects of a dead faith, and he gives two examples of living faith. He goes all the way back to the pages of the Old Testament and chooses two grand characters. First, he mentions Abraham. In verses 21 through 24, he said, "Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works?" In Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 20, the Apostle Paul tells us about the faith of Abraham. Faith, Abraham had a persuasive faith. He had a convincing faith. He understood that God was able to do what he had promised. But here James says that Abraham was justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar. And the scripture was fulfilled, seeing then how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. The faith of Abraham was great, tremendously deeply implanted in God. James says that faith was brought to perfection through the obedience of Abraham to the word that God gave him. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Three times in the pages of inspiration, two times in the Old Testament, one time here in James 2, Abraham is identified as the friend of God. Why? Because of a perfected living faith that worked in obedience to the will of God. God said, take Isaac, thy son, thine only son. Isaac was the seed through whom the promise of Jesus Christ was to come. God said, offer him upon the sacrificial altar. Abraham did not hesitate. The Bible says that Abraham was so convinced of the power of God and his faith was so deeply implanted in God that he believed that God was even able to raise Isaac up from the dead after that sacrifice was offered. Without hesitation, Abraham obeyed the instruction of God. The second example is Rahab. Verse 25. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Rahab the harlot. Rahab will become the great-grandmother of David, through whom the Christ would come. Rahab's name, Rahab the harlot, is mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 2. How did she move from a harlot to the genealogy of Jesus Christ? Faith that worked. She received those spies into her house as they surveyed the land, the city of Jericho. They were about to be taken. She hid them. She allowed them to escape. She urged them to remember her when they came into the city of Jericho, and they did. She and her family were spared, and she became the ancestor, or Jesus Christ rather became her ancestor. Because of faith, Abraham and Rahab are examples of living faith. God gave them a commandment, and they obeyed that commandment. Their faith worked. It operated in service to the Lord God. We see in James chapter 2 that a living faith is a life-changing faith. Faith that lives, faith that works, will change our life. It will convert our heart. In verse 22 and 24, seeing then how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Faith works. Faith functions. Faith operates. Faith performs. Faith is active. And through that living faith, our faith in God reaches perfection. It changes our life. It changes our attitude, our perspective. Faith that lives changes the way we live, the way we act, the way we react. Faith that lives changes our disposition. It changes our character. We become different people. Rahab became a different person because of her faith in God and the work that she performed in saving those spies. When faith is active in our life, when we are working in the service of God every day, bringing glory to God, we will become a changed person. Our character will be altered. We will become better people, more perfected people. A living faith inspires service and obedience to God. James 2:21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Verse 25. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? These two people believed in God. They believed what God said. They believed the promises of God. They believed that God would fulfill His promise, that God would do what He said He would do. And so they served Him. They obeyed Him. Abraham was told to offer Isaac, and he offered Isaac because of faith in God. A work was performed because of what Abraham believed about God. The kind of faith we have today is determined by what we believe about God. What we do in service to God is decided by how we feel about God and by our personal relationship with God. The same was true with Abraham. Those who have a living faith are willing to serve and obey God. They listen to the voice of God, to the will of God, and they respond to that voice and to that will in obedience and faithful service. Faith is the foundation upon which service and obedience is established. A dead faith is as powerful and productive as a dead body. Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We have within our body a spirit. We have life. We breathe. We function. We perform. But there will come a moment when the spirit will leave the body, and the body will become dead, useless. Will we keep it? Will we preserve it? No. It is no longer useful, no longer productive. The same is true of a dead faith. A dead faith does not work, is not active, does not produce. And therefore, because it does not work and does not obey and does not serve, brings no glory to the God of heaven. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Our faith motivates us, moves us, inspires us to work. And the deeper our faith, the greater our work, and the more productive our service. As we close, we offer the invitation of Jesus Christ. Faith, repentance, confession, and immersion in water place us in a relationship with Jesus Christ, whereby we become the church. If we can help you in any way, in your obedience to the gospel, we offer that opportunity as we stand and sing.